Joining us in the studio is Richard Povey from Povey Communications. He's over there in Villiardstown, and he's in to talk to us about he's doing the thing. He's going to do stuff for Nottingham Fair, aren't you?
Indeed I am. That's right. It's a free marketing health check. But thank you, Chris, for inviting me in today.
Yeah, no problem.
Just say that. Thank you very much. Could I start from the beginning, actually, and why these free marketing health checks have come about?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, as you can probably tell, actually, I don't have a typical Irish accent. So I'm from the UK, and I moved here back in 2009 with my family and two children. And since that point, I've been doing public relations work, a PR consultant. And we moved to Ireland, established myself again in that role. But what I found was that businesses were talking to me about public relations work, mm-hmm. but also it's the wider marketing mix. So we'll be looking at branding work, graphic design, copywriting, photography. It really was across the board. So if you like, I sort of took some of my own advice, my own marketing advice, and said to myself, what am I actually doing here? The services that I offer, it's not just PR anymore. Like I say, it's the complete marketing mix. And my brand, I was called Povey PR at that point. It didn't reflect what I was doing. So, like I say, took some of my own advice and I rebranded last year to Povey Communications.
Yeah, well, that widens your scope on things, really, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. And also, PR, yes, I have always done it, but I've also always had the wider marketing mix. I've always worked for advertising agencies, branding agencies, design agencies in the UK. So it is something that I've always done, but never actually properly promoted myself as that. So here we are today, really. I'm now Povey Communications. I'm a marketing communications consultant. It's what I've always done and very much enjoying the sort of the new brand, if you like. So
what kind of response have you, like, how long have you, you know, since you rebranded yourself, what's the time scale there? Is it six months?
July last year.
That would be about, 6 months, yeah.
So
what's the feedback on that?
It's really good, actually. It's really good because I'm also using all of my marketing experience. So when I go to speak to somebody, it's not just about, you know, let's produce a press release. It's saying, look, this press release is a fantastic item of marketing, but let's use it on your website. So now I'm talking about, you know, across the board in all marketing areas, and businesses are really seeing the benefits of that because if you produce, for example, a press release, that's a one-off cost. But let's use it again and put it on, you know, a website, a blog, social media. You know, let's use that picture again. Make sure it's really good quality, but keep reusing it. So you're actually getting cost-effective marketing. It's not just about doing a one-off item. And that's something that I like to talk to companies about. It's cost-effective marketing, making good use of what you've got, but making sure it's good quality at the very beginning.
As you say, it's a complete health check across the board where you take everything into consideration, and as you say, especially with social media, it is a big part of marketing now, I think.
It is, and it's all, again, I mean, I use the word integration a lot in marketing, and I was speaking to somebody yesterday about a marketing campaign, and they were looking at a newspaper advertisement, but of course, at the bottom, it had web links, and then from web links, you've got social media links, and everything always integrate, so you've always got to make sure your brand is consistent, photography, your messaging, graphic design. So and that's really what I'm all about and what these marketing health checks are all about. I created this idea, if you like, last year to sort of celebrate the rebrand that I was doing, mm-hmm. and just to get out to businesses and organisations and start talking about my service. That's what I've been doing since July last year. These marketing health checks, what I would do essentially is I would visit the company, and first of all, we'd have very much an overview discussion of their business. So just talk about who they are, what they do, what their product, what their service is, mm-hmm. just to get a really good feeling for who they are.
Yeah.
And then from that, we'll start to talk about their marketing. And for me, anyway, the marketing starts with the brand itself. Obviously, we've had a few tough years with the economy. And perhaps businesses have changed in that time. They haven't realised it. Maybe some services they don't offer anymore, some products they don't do, or maybe they've introduced new products and services. And when you look at what they do now and their brand, does it actually accurately reflect who they are and what they do? So that's the first thing we look at. Is the branding correct and is it consistent with graphic design across all marketing? And then we'll look at other marketing areas. Perhaps there's areas of marketing that they've never tried before. Perhaps it is PR, social media. Perhaps it's actually signage that's not working for them.
Yeah, simple things sometimes that the penny doesn't drop. And as you know, when you're too close to a project, sometimes you don't see any faults.
Absolutely. That is so true. How many times have you written a letter and you put it out and you think it's absolutely perfect, and then you give it to a colleague, very confident there's no spelling mistakes, and they come back to you with three or four and you never see it.
No, you don't.
Again,
see it,
like you say, it's a fresh pair of eyes.
You're too close to it. And I've seen it in a lot of in restaurant businesses, food businesses, where they don't see anything wrong with anything wrong with what they're doing or their product.
No.
And I think that's to the detriment of any business if you don't see a problem. That's why you should always ask. I'm a firm believer, ask someone else.
Yes, it is so true. And it's having good business sense, isn't it, really?
It is, yeah.
Obviously, you're passionate about what you do and you want to drive it, but it's about taking on board all the comments and making it correct.
Yeah, that's true. I suppose in the climate we're in, it's down to cost effectiveness, what you bring on in marketing, but as you said, you're only too happy to give people advice anywhere and see do they need it anywhere.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, I go to visit companies, and I literally go across all the marketing mix. Like I say, we start at the branding, the graphic design, but we'll look at the web development, the signage, search engine optimization, social media. It really is across the board, and you know, I'll offer advice on that and areas that we can improve upon as well. So, it's very comprehensive, and a lot of good sort of feedback from them since doing these testimonials. A lot of people have said that they're a really useful marketing to-do list. A chap I spoke to last year, he's a professional photographer. He said it's invaluable. He's actually taken on board the comments that I've made, and he's already seeing positive results from them.
So,
it is a detailed look at your marketing, and very useful indeed.
And I mean, you still have to make money over it yourself. That's where when you point out what's wrong or what they need to change, and then that's when you start to make a few quid for yourself. Because,
well, let's hope so. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're offering a service, if anyone offers a service, they should be paid for it, plain and simple. Okay, you're giving free advice, but that's enough.
No, indeed.
If you're going to do something from, you do have to make a living like everyone else, and I mean, just to make the offer in the first place that you will look at it with no cost involved, I mean,
yeah,
you can't be any fairer than that.
Indeed not. I mean, what I would do is, like I say, I'll visit the company. We talk about the company, the overview, the marketing, and I'll come back to them with quite a detailed outline, if you like, of their current marketing and recommendations. Perhaps they should look at new signage or web branding, whatever it may be. But at that point, I'm very clear and transparent about it. I would say, this is where I think you are and what you should be doing. And if you like, I can offer an estimate to produce that from there on. So everything's very clear, and there's no sort of confusion, if you like.
Yeah.
And the business or company is more than happy to sort of say, Pover Communications, that's great advice, and I've taken it on board. But I do actually know somebody else, but they're more than happy to use my staff if they'd like to.
And of course, you do have over 20 years experience in the business, so
indeed,
it's not a case you've just landed with nothing to do and said, we'll have a go after that, like some of them out there.
Absolutely not. I mean, I left school at 16. I wanted to start working as soon as possible, and I started working for a PR company at 16. And I learned a lot about the basics running of a business, not just the marketing world. So, and I've grown in that capacity through various account management roles and working on some quite prestigious and well-known projects in the marketing world. And that's what really led me to being self-employed, if you like, being a marketing communications consultant. Because having that wide experience, not just in the industry sectors, but also the projects that I've been involved in, I can go into a company and say, look, this is where I think you should be making improvements, because I have got that varied marketing mix, which is very useful.
The hands-on, as opposed to guys who learn it from, as they say, learn from a book and never see the outside of an office.
It's a very hands-on role. I've always taken and enjoyed that as well. And I do project manage it. I can, deliver what I think they should be doing, but also project manage it as well. So it's again, from my point of view, it's the complete marketing
service. Yeah, it's a full service in one.
And it is.
That's very hard to get out there at the moment. You know, you'll find that John just does that bit and Jack does that bit. And,
yes.
You know, they get too many people involved. And what I find with, especially dealing with people in the last few weeks, is if there's more than one person involved, utter confusion.
Yes.
And this is not here, this is abroad as well.
Yeah.
For some reason in the world, people have lost their lack of communication.
Yes.
There's very few people I've spoken to in the last few weeks that were clued in and on the ball.
Yeah.
The rest of them, they're in fairyland, like, you know. And I don't think people need that when they're trying to improve their business or trying to get a project off the ground or whatever it is. I know it's an awful workload. It is a heavy workload to have one person, but if the one person is focused on the one or two or three things he's doing, it's better than having half a dozen, as I call them, lunatics and idiots running around with paper in their hand and not doing anything really, like, and not doing anything for you.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I completely agree with that. I mean, I've organised many marketing projects in my time, and I launched a hotel back in England back in, I think it's 2006, and we had a member of the British royal family coming to open the hotel for us, but we only had around 8 weeks to organise that in. But at that point, I held the marketing work for that hotel, and there was nobody else involved. I didn't employ anybody else. It was purely just me in a project management role to deliver that marketing. Mm-hmm. But because it was just me, I took on board everything, if you like, but I knew I could make quicker decisions, and I knew exactly how things should happen.
Yeah.
So it paid, if you like, at that point to just be on my own and deliver it. And it was a very successful event. So, yeah, it worked. It worked very well.
They definitely wait till I come in here and sit behind this desk before they start moving every chair in the building and banging doors. I know they do. Are they telling me something? You'll hear me screaming someday. That's just the local ghosts.
You didn't tell me about those, Chris. Okay, I must introduce myself.
But where do you see yourself going from here? So,
I'm still very much, I feel, building my name, my services, what I offer. So I'm more than happy at the moment to keep talking to businesses, you know, about the wide marketing mix, if you like, the integration side of it, and keep building a name, and then obviously continue to develop a really good client base, and keep pushing on with that. And always, if I work with the client, it's always making them the best they can be. If it's a hotel, it's about saying, look, make this the best hotel there is, or restaurant, or service industry, whatever it may be, and continue to push it. And, you know, let's go for awards, let's remake it excellent. So if I do work with somebody, I give it, yeah, absolutely 100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
110%.
120, shall we? Let's make it that.
I tell you, we were in Southampton for the boat show 1 year. Is it Southampton?
Yeah, it's
Southampton.
Yes, it is. Yeah. There is the one. That's
We were at that, and we go to the stalls, and guys sell you stuff, you know. And
yeah,
this guy had a gauge or something, and there was a buddy of mine with me. He's a plumber, and this guy said, "This thing is 99.9% accurate." You know, and the buddy just turned around and said, that'd be no good to me. And he said, how do you mean? He says, it has to be spot on for me. I mean, he just walked away.
That was it, was it? No margin of error. That's right.
He says, no, it has to be spot on for me.
I like
so
the
you,
style.
You can see where 110% comes in.
No, it's true, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, I think you're sorted for the fishing anyway, are you?
Pardon?
You're sorted for the fishing.
Absolutely, yeah. No, just talking to Kieran.
Kieran's taking fishing.
I'll happily go fishing. Actually, we've got two small children, and I used to fish a lot when I was younger, and actually catch fish.
I never catch any fish when I go fishing.
Actually, I've got a really good story about that. In Armour, we went fishing with my two small children 1 year, and a lovely sunny morning, beautiful. Went mackerel fishing. We didn't catch one fish, but there were some mackerel fishermen out there, and actually came over to us, and they threw us 10 mackerel. So I think that's a good sort of moral of life. We went to go fishing, and we didn't catch any, but we came back with 10. But yeah, I haven't caught a fish yet in Ireland, and my children are a little bit disappointed with Daddy at the moment. So I'm going to almost promise them this year we're going to catch
just
some.
When you leave here, the fishmongers is down the road, just get one and put it on the hook. It worked for me anyway.
On the hook, yeah. It was this big, yeah.
Okay, Richard, thanks for coming in.
It's a pleasure. No, thank you very much.
If you want to come in again anytime, you can annoy or Mary outside.
I'd love to. Is there one more thing I could say, please, Chris? Just about getting in contact with me, please.
Oh, yeah, you've got an email address, have you?
Yeah, if people just want to visit my website, first of all, if that's okay. So yeah. It's povicommunications.com. And then okay. They can obviously learn a little bit more about myself. But if they want to get in contact about the free marketing health check, they can just email me from there and I can sort of talk to them over the phone or visit them, see how it works. It is a local check. Obviously, somebody in Dublin heard about this. It'll be a little bit difficult to do. But I can contact them from my website and just take it from there, really.
Yeah, well, it could be someone from New Zealand. No, there's no ship. when you're online, you get it in from everywhere, I can assure you.
I had to be a little bit careful. But yeah, like I say, visit me on the website and I'm more than happy to have a chat with them.
As I said, best of luck with it. It's been running 6 months and hopefully it'll be running another 60 years. We won't curtail you to just another 6 months. And it seems like a good idea. And any business out there wants to, it's not going to cost them anything to talk to you. Simple as that.
It isn't at all. It's no obligation. Let's have a chat about it. And if I can help, I definitely will do. And if not, I can point them in the right direction.
Okay, cheers. All right, thanks, Richard.
Thank you very much.